This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's get to Mr. Mulholland and see what he has to say this morning. It's Monday, which means we need something to inspire us and to lift us up, or just to get a fire lit under our backsides. And there's no one who does that quite as well as our own Rich Mulholland. Let's talk to him now. And he's on the Skype line. He's from Cape Town this morning. Good morning to you. How are you, Rich?
Hello there. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, man. Very, very good. You can hear us?
So, Matt.
Yes.
I can hear you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to do this, but Jasmine did say to me, she just messaged me and said, please tell Mubs that Scotland is the best place to go find a rugged man. They still make real men there.
Oh.
That's not from me. That's from my wife.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Got it.
She messaged me from the school run to tell you specifically.
They still make them tough
and then the
rugged.
Other thing is, you know, parents have told me, well, not all of them, but some of them.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents always tell me that I'm a mistake. So now I'm thinking, shit, I could have been something so cool if I wasn't a mistake and my parents loved me. You know, I could have been amazing. Anyway, there you go.
All right, now what is on your mind this
here's
morning?
Here's the thing. All right, so years back I read a book by a guy called Howard Mann. He went on to be did some speaking tours. You know, he's a New York-based guy. He wrote a book called Your Business Brickyard. It's a really great book. I always recommend it to entrepreneurs. I think it was Tom Peters who said, it's not the book that entrepreneurs should read. It's the book they should carry every day. Hmm. Anyway, the upside is that we've become friends over the years, and we're writing a book together.
Hmm.
And so before I tell you about the book, let me tell you what happened the last few days. So winter has been coming, and with winter comes cake and deliciousness and pizza and curry and all those good things.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, it gets to a point where I realize I have got to get back into shape. I've got to start eating well. Mm-hmm. But then I reach this weird, crazy catch-22 in that I'm too embarrassed to go back to gym. Now, it's the craziest thing ever. I'm actually too embarrassed to go back to the gym I train at. Everyone is beautiful and perfect. And I was actually didn't want to go back to gym to get back into shape because I wasn't in shape.
Right.
And the reason I'm telling you this is it kind of leads to what the book Howard and I are writing is about. And the book is called Just Fuck Your Pride, because we're forever actually not doing something because we're so proud in the short term about something we want to achieve. And the kind of thoughts I want everybody to have this week is that you've got to trade present pride versus future pride.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting here today and there's a tough decision you have to make, and it's something you want to retrain some people, or you have to maybe close down a division of your business, or you have to do, I don't know, whatever big deal it is. And you're quite embarrassed with it, or you have to go to the gym and you're a bit of a lardy. I want to say to you that ask yourself what your future self would say if they were looking back 20 years later.
Yeah.
What decision would they be more proud that you made? The decision to keep on slogging on and to show that you're not going to give up and never quit, or the decision to make the hard calls when they were needed to be made. Because I think what we do is we trade short-term pride for future pride all the time. When we look back at bad decisions we've made, it's often because we wanted to be proud today. We were too proud today to make the tough choices, which meant that we had no pride later. And what I've started trying to do is measure my decisions based on what will future me be proud of? What decision will future me be proud of? So one example of this is last week, Monday, in front of my staff, I stepped down as the company I've run for 20 years. And it was quite funny because when I told my senior leadership, nobody was upset. They were like, yeah, cool, good call. Oh, I want to scroll. But
all right.
You know, you want to say, no, don't go. It's a terrible decision. And they're like, yeah, sweet, cool, right. Good times. When you off. And the truth was, I'd run the business for so long and I liked being in charge, but I actually am not good at being in charge. Like, I'm not good at running a company. That's not where my skills, my passion lies. You know, I like other things. My new title, incidentally, is C3PO. I'm the Chief Purpose, Projects, and Pitching Officer. Like, I want to work on the cool stuff. So I still own the business, but I'm not too proud step down and let Don run it, because he'll be a far better guy. And if I ask myself in the future, what decision would have been better? Hanging on to the reins of control would certainly not be a decision I'm proud of. So for the next 5 days, fuck your pride. For the next 5 days, I want people to make tough decisions that they need to, and then that your future self thanks you in advance.
That's very good. Unfortunately, your line is not so good. It went really nice for a little while, and then it deteriorated again, so it almost sounded like you were going into the past. But I like this. So you make every decision not based on what your immediate and circumstantial problems or context is, but you think about it in terms of what your future self would be proud of. That's not always an easy thing to do, though.
No, for sure. I don't think it is. But I think when I've started trying a new mechanism myself, my future self would never be happy if I hung on to running the business, what I feel is ineffectively, for another 10 years. My future self will be proud that I was able to step down. And even if it didn't work, my future self will be proud that I was able to do the right thing and not let my present pride get in the way.
Let's hope we can all make those kinds of decisions, because for some people, it's very, very hard to let go of anything and make any decisions based on the future. Everybody's trying to live so much in the moment now, and we're dealing with our day-to-day stuff on the basis that we think we're getting through it. We're swimming and we're keeping our heads above water instead of actually looking for the finish line and making decisions based on what will happen next, not what will happen now.
Right.
All right, Rich, I'm sorry the line's not so great this morning, but there we go. There's a little wake-up call for you. Your Monday morning reality check with Rich. Rich Mulholland. You can catch him every Monday morning right here on cliffcentral.com.
This is cliffcentral.com.